How we doing?
Hey, talk about Breeze and what makes him so tough. What does he do that makes your job so difficult?
A lot of things. One, he's very physically talented. He's got great arm strength and great accuracy. He's very mobile in the pocket. He can avoid the rush. Having played so long, he's seen probably every kind of pressure look and coverage that people can put out there against him, and has worked in that offense long enough where, you know, he knows where to go with the ball. Once the ball's snapped and the coverage shows itself or the pressures show itself, and he can recognize the coverage that you're in and the different pressures, he knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball.
Talk about your pass defense has improved. Obviously, last week, your best week yet. Haven't given up a lot of touchdown passes in the previous three, four games. What's been the improvement there? What have guys been doing better?
I think the biggest thing is we haven't given up the big, big pass plays like we did in the first month of the season. And that's just something that we've emphasized, and our guys have made a conscientious effort both in the front to make sure they're pressure in the pocket, as well as on the back end guys just being a little more intelligent as they execute the coverages and make sure the ball is kept in front of them and they're playing the proper leverages on the routes.
In baseball, forgive me for this, just this analogy.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
From Detroit, by the way.
Like it. Anyway, in baseball, strength up the middle is key. You got that, you're going to win. Football, your rush defense, you're getting very good play out of Roy Miller and Mason Foster up the middle. Is it the same thing? Is that one of the keys to stopping the run?
I think it is, especially like you say with the defensive line. If they can move your nose tackle off the line of scrimmage, they're going to have a chance to run the ball. There's all kinds of different runs that will eventually crease the defense. But I think Roy and Gary Gibson both did an outstanding job at the – you know, we play a V, an angled nose tackle, a little different than a lot of people play, and I think it suits those guys well. And the other thing they take advantage of is that when we do put them on the move, they've been productive. You know, Gary made a couple plays, and Roy in the backfield last week when we, you know, slant or angle them either way off the center, they've taken advantage of those opportunities when they get them. And they play so hard and physical on their normal downs that, you know, they get people firing off on the ball, and you have a chance for a miss when they do that. And those guys have both done an excellent job at that.
Does Mason Foster benefit from the fact that they're playing so well?
Oh, definitely, he understands that. You know, Mason, in his own right, is a good instinctive inside linebacker. Like I said, at the end of every game, he's going to have his tackles. He makes his tackles, and he should. That position should lend itself to being very productive. But, you know, Mace is a very instinctive player, and he's a good inside linebacker. That's why I make so many plays.
Bill, you've been in this league a long time, coach linebackers. Put in perspective of what we're seeing with Levante David, and for that matter, Mason as well, who's really in the first year in your system, only in the second year in this league. But with Levante and him, prospect of having those two guys for a number of years.
Yep, I think a lot, just like Mace, you know, walking in the door, Levante is just a very instinctive player. I think I said this a while back. You know, if you were playing pickup tackle in the backyard, he'd be one of the first guys you'd take because he'd make a whole bunch of plays. You know, he doesn't make it too complicated for himself. We probably try to make it too complicated for him. It probably slows him down somewhat with all the stuff that we do on defense. But he just has a real good feel for where the quarterback's going to go with the ball when he's in the pocket back there, and he's got a real good feel for where the ball is going to hit in the line of scrimmage on the running downs. And Mace is the same way. But, yeah, even before he came here, Levante was like that.
How much has Mark Barron done? What has he done for that rush defense as well?
Well, if nothing else, he's put a bunch of deluxe hits on film that for people to look at. And I think that's very contagious on our defense. I think Quincy Black the other day had a bunch of, you know, really physical hits. And, you know, people can't help but notice that when they watch the film of us as they prepare for us. And we try to promote that, you know, all clean, you know, hard-hitting football. And Mark definitely brings it to our defense. He's a very physical player. And he's athletic enough where he can line guys up, you know, whether they're catching the ball in the back end or as he runs supports coming downhill. He's got a good sense of leveraging guys that he's going to engage, and he's very physical.
It looks like it's going to be close to a sellout. Full house on Sunday. From a defensive perspective, how important is that 12th man, particularly with the opposing quarterbacks coming up to the line, trying to make some of those audibles and communicate to its receivers?
I think it's very important, especially if, you know, you start out and you play well and you make some plays on defense. I think the crowd can really get into it and it can become contagious that way, and that'll definitely be an advantage for us. That'll help us. Okay, good seeing you. Cool.